We're back with a break from the news to consider bargains. For instance, it's the holidays, so you may be thinking, bad time to buy champagne. Au contraire. According to Mark DiVincenzo, stores don't jack up champagne prices. They lower them to lure you in to buy other things full price this time of year. Mark consulted with all sorts of experts in varying fields about the best time to buy stuff and published the results in a couple of books that also tell you the best time to do things. For instance, going to the post office? Go Wednesday, the slowest day. Best time to post on Facebook? 7 a.m., 5 p.m., and 10 p.m. More people see it. And diabetics should be especially careful to stay out of the sun in the summer because sunburn can cause blood glucose levels to rise. Fascinating. Mark DiVincenzo's latest book is Buy Shoes on Wednesday and Tweet at 4 o'clock. More are the best times to buy this, do that, and go there. And he says more of because his other bestseller was Buy Ketchup in May and Fly at Noon. And he joins us from WHRO in Williamsburg, Virginia. Mark, welcome.
Thanks, Robin. Good to be with you.
Okay, you've got us curious. Why buy shoes on Wednesday and tweet at 4?
Well, you should buy shoes on Wednesday if you want to save money. Specifically, buying these shoes online, because you can save up to 40% if you buy shoes on Wednesday online.
And who is tracking this, by the way?
There's a group in San Francisco called shopitome.com, and they track sales for hundreds of online retailers and hundreds of thousands of sales.
And, oh, tweet at 4.
Yeah, you want to tweet at 4 because that's a time when most people are tweeting. Most people will see what you're writing, and you have a better chance of being retweeted. Thursday is the best day of the week to tweet. The largest percentage of people tweet on Thursday. And Friday is the best day of the week to retweet because the largest percentage of people are retweeting on Friday.
This is why I have so few followers. I have no idea. I didn't know any of this. You say fewer people move in December because of holiday plans, so you might find it better to rent in December?
Yeah, fewer people are thinking of moving, but apartment complex managers, they have vacancies that they need to fill. So if you are willing to move in December, you have a better chance of getting a free month's rent, lower security deposit, some other perks as well.
Huh. This is it's something. We know you worked as a journalist. You used some of the same reporting skills that you used as a journalist to get this information. But why? Why did you start it?
Two reasons, really. My parents were both raised during the Great Depression, and so they were frugal out of necessity. And I lived with them for 18 years, and some of that frugality rubbed off on me. And I was writing a book, a very different book, about an international drug ring, and my wife came up with this idea. I would love to know the best time to buy things. And I thought it was a great idea, but I just sort of put it in my mind's back burner because I was working on this other book. But then I couldn't stop thinking about it, and I decided to broaden it out so that it's not just about the best time to buy things, but it's best time to do things and go places.
I see here you say December 26th, considered the best day of the year to buy clothing, so know that. But gift cards, I'm torn about gift cards because it gives someone the ability to buy what they want, but we know, statistics show, people don't use them. They forget about them, they lose them, they don't spend them, and in many cases, people who realize it's just going to sit unused sell them. Tell us about this.
A lot of people receive gift cards that they really don't want. And there are so many different places where you can sell gift cards. You know, giftcards.com, giftcardgranny.com, even, you know, eBay.
Well, I can see what's in it for the seller, but what's in it for the buyer? Why would you buy a gift card online if you could just go buy one anywhere?
Well, if you go to one of these sites where they resell gift cards, you can get between 15 and 25% off, and sometimes more than that. You know, the sellers just don't want these cards, and they're happy to get anything for them.
Isn't that something? So there's cash on hand. A couple other things on your December list, toys.
The actual best month of the year is going to be November, but December is the second best month of the year. Retailers, they just want to pad their bottom line before the year ends, and they're willing to sell toys in December cheaper than they would most other months of the year.
Yeah. TVs, you say, if you didn't buy one on Black Friday, don't worry. Many will be reduced by 20% or more in December because new models are coming and they want to get them out of the way, and this is when they make their profit. But what about cell phones?
Yeah, cell phones is another one of these things that really flies in the face of logic. Like we talked about champagne being a smart buy in December. these have become really, really popular holiday gifts, but the competition among retailers is fierce. And this is not going to be the case for the iPhone 5, but most other phones, yes, you're going to find good deals in December.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite something. I'm flipping through. When's the best time to clean your gutters? When's the best time to have a colonoscopy? By the way, in the early morning, because your doctors are more wide awake and aware. And when is the best time to get a haircut? Now, there was, oddly, no foundation studying this. How did you find that out?
The best day of the week to get a haircut is Tuesday. And that is based on interviews with probably 25 to 30 different people who cut hair. Someone in Atlanta may tell you one day, and someone in Seattle may tell you a totally different day. But when you have 25 or 30 people telling you the same day, you tend to have confidence in it. And Tuesday is just a slow day at most salons.
Yeah. Here are some of your resources in the back. You list everyone, you know, that gave you this information. For instance, how to get a free hotel room upgrade. We just talked to someone who wrote a book about this, but there was an article in Real Simple that you cited. When to replace your air conditioning system. You talked to contractors. There's even advice on when to replace a wax ring on a commode. And look at this. There was a reporter for the Tribune newspapers who wrote the article, When, How to Replace Wax Ring on Commode. What was the strangest thing that you looked into?
The wax ring in the commode is a pretty right strange or a pretty mundane thing. One of the things that surprised a lot of people is the best time of year to lose weight. Mm-hmm. People assume that it's the summer, you're more active, you're out doing things, you're burning more calories, but the actual answer is with the winter. To understand why, you have to understand something called brown fat. It's also called good fat. Babies have lots of brown fat, but adults do too. And it's good fat because it burns calories instead of stores them. And it goes into overdrive when it's cold. So the winter, surprisingly enough, is the best time of the year to lose weight. The reason why we don't has a lot to do with the fact that we are less active in the winter.
Well, I'm making a note to myself to go stand in a cold locker right after this conversation. Mark DiVincenzo's latest book is Buy Shoes on Wednesday and Tweet at 4 o'clock. More of the best times to buy this, do that, and go there. Mark, thanks so much. It was a fun break from the news. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
And by the way, see, while we were talking, Aaron Lester tweeted us at Here and Now and said, of course, if everyone tweets at 4 p.m., 4 p.m. will no longer be the best time to tweet. It's always a moving target, but I'm going to try it. And you can tweet us anytime at Here and Now Robin or at Here and Now. Love to hear from you. Before we go, we know books are good for kids, but why one may be particularly good right now, Here and Now.